Good evening. Tonight's topic is Women are getting desperate. I am seeing women becoming more and more aggressive. Aggressiveness is not a feminine trait. The womanist movement has brainwashed many of these women. They think they can order any man from a dating app. Most men on dating apps are only looking to smash. Men can sense desperation. They know when women have baggage lined up from here to eternity. They know these women can't cope with having to face it all alone. Men don't want women who render themselves useless without male companionship. From my experience, the desperation begins around age 30 and never goes away. Just last week I had an old cougar in her 50s invite me out, to which I declined. Women are getting to the point they are approaching men and asking them out. Men rarely approach women nowadays. Men do not want to risk being accused of harassment. Men mostly keep to themselves and do not hit on women. Some reasons why women may be very desperate to find a man are their age. How many of their peers are married? The prevailing attitudes toward marriage in their country/social group. Their economic situation. Pressure from friends/family. The typical age people get married in their country/culture. The successes and failures of past relationships. How much they have internalized pop culture's messages. How marriage plays into their larger plans. If women have lots of peers getting married or knocked up, they often feel left out by being alone without a man. These women have baby showers and shower the mom-to-be with presents. Women love this attention, and many have a light switch flipped on. They start to aggressively hunt for a man. Cuffing season is when it gets really noticeable. They want to find a sucker to be with them for all of the holiday parties and family dinners. In decades past, men approached the women. Women just waited for a man to find them. The marriage rate was highest in 1920 at 92.3%. Since 1970, the marriage rate has declined by almost 60%. The proportion of women married was highest in 1950. Men are no longer approaching women. This has caused an unnatural event. Women want to find a man. So they have been forced to approach men. Women despise rejection. They absolutely hate it. In their minds, they think the man should be jumping at the chance to be with her. That is not the case today. Men are happy to be without a modern-day witch. When a woman is rejected, rage and panic ensue. Women's biological clock starts to interfere with her daily. They become very desperate and will start casting a wide net. In their 20s, they had fun and were not in a rush to find a man. When the alarm bells are sounding in their 30s, they will start to settle for anyone that will take her. She is hoping to find a man foolish to get caught in her net. Time is running out. If they do not find someone quickly, they know they may be alone forever. The wall will accelerate this panic. When they are looking in the mirror and start to notice the negative effects of aging, this does not sit well with her. Another recent trend I have been seeing is women proposing to men. If the man declines, the mask falls, and the true demon is exposed. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. I have even seen recordings where the woman sets a giant trap for the man. She has all of her friends and family involved in setting up the trap. They often record the event, and once the man escapes the trap, by rejecting her proposal, her rage is captured on film. I was in deep thought today. I was thinking how, in times past, the man would always kneel in front of the woman when proposing. Kneeling is a form of submission and humility. When a person is pleading for their life or in front of a killer, sometimes the victim fall on their knees to beg/plea for their life. When men drop to a knee, they were placing her as the prize. More and more men are waking up, realizing that they are the prize. Modern women offer nothing. Men know by inviting a woman into their life, it's inviting misery. This is why women are starting to drop to one knee. They know the man is the prize. They are begging for a man to wife her up. Here are a few comments I read from women who were getting really pissed off by not being married yet. 1. I told my boyfriend that my girlfriend status has an expiration date. I will not spend my entire life as just the girlfriend. 2. I'm really hoping that my boyfriend will propose to me. I have been waiting. I do not think I can wait any longer. 3. I'm preparing to leave my boyfriend of 3.5 years. He has not proposed to me, and I'm so jealous it honestly breaks my heart when I see one of my friends get engaged or married. 4. I wish he would propose to me. I'm getting tired of waiting for something that I'm afraid may never happen. 5. I've been with someone for almost 6 years, and it's starting to make me really depressed that he still has not proposed. Makes me feel like I am not good enough. These examples were just a few. There are thousands upon thousands of more like these. All of these examples were women who had boyfriends. More and more, men are not even taking up girlfriends. My last ex was with someone for 10 years. He kept playing her, he kept promising her they would get married someday. They were together for 10 years. I was blue-pilled when I was with her. She was extremely pissed off. She wasted an entire decade waiting for that ringer. So she tried to rush it with me. I am so glad I escaped the trap. I no longer seek marriage, cohabitation, or having children. Have you noticed any trends of women getting desperate? I am 39 years old. Millennials were born between 1981 and 1996. I was born at the very begging of millennials. The reason I mention this. The women my age are at the point where having children is becoming near impossible. There is an entire batch of younger millennials following behind. Most of these women do not have a man. A lot of them are single mothers and divorcees. The desperation is starting to get really bad. I am a big target for them. Had I not gone my own way, I likely would have been snagged in a net by one of these witches. Knowledge is power. I know that the risk versus reward is not worth it. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
Better are the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon, loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a